couple weeks ago, we get the decision that EPA is going to announce timelines, and they're going to just get a little bit more certainty on the issue. I got to imagine that was a win for you guys.
Well, I haven't seen the deal yet, have we?
Okay.
I mean, we won't have the numbers until we have the numbers, and this is a process that has taken years, and we need to get this done right away. And I think that everybody is... I don't know that people are necessarily going to be believing what EPA says. I think we're going to have to wait and see what they do.
So you're saying an updated timeline will only get you so far. You kind of reserve the right to say what you think about that deal until you really see what's in the statute?
Well, we want to see. We know what we want them to do. We want them to go to the statutory numbers. But, you know, again, they're again, it's a delay. Again, it's not getting the decision made. Again, it's an impediment upon the markets. It's an impediment upon the innovation and the investment that it's needed to make sure that we can incorporate renewable fuels as part of our motor fuel supply.
And have you guys been given any indication that they're going to miss that June 1 deadline?
Well, you know, I think they're, after hearing so many assurances for so long, I think that, you know, everybody's waiting to see. We will know in about another 6-7 weeks, and hopefully they will come through.
And so you're not seeing a whole lot of difference between a court order and what we've been, the regime we've been on in the last couple of years?
Well, you know, we're not sure, you know, if they're going to be technically, quote, what, be able to meet the court order, but we would hope so. It's unfortunate we got to this point where you have to have a court order to get the agency to do what they're required to under the statute.
And yeah, I imagine that puts you guys in kind of a weird position because you're almost thankful for action taken by API because it at least gets you an updated timeline on the deal.
Well, yeah, I mean, everybody would benefit from having the decision made. Obviously, what kind of decision will alter our opinion about that? But yeah, I think everybody, the refiners, the ethanol industry, the corn industry, everybody needs this to get resolved quickly.
Okay, and have you guys been given any indication as to what kind of figures you can expect for 14, for 15, for 16 when it's announced in June?
No, we're not talking about any numbers other than the statutory required numbers. So for 2015, for corn ethanol, that's 15 billion gallons.
Well, I know that's what you guys are hoping for, but have you been given any indication from EPA about what might be in the new numbers?
No, okay. No, and it's unfortunate we don't know. We're not getting any indication because, quite frankly, I don't know that anybody knows. It's kind of that old adage: those that are saying don't know, and those that know aren't saying. But I don't know if anybody knows.
And has EPA consulted you or NTGA or really anybody at your office at all in this process?
We have been down to EPA on a regular basis, on a staff level, on a grower level, leader level. We have met with the administrator a number of times. We've met with senior staff a number of times. We are pests at the EPA.